Hello, it's Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, A King Who Sought God's Heart. We'll be reading scriptures from 2 Chronicles 14 through 16. King Asa, the third king of Judah after the division of the kingdom, is remembered for his fervent dedication to the Lord, especially during the early years of his reign. As we delve into his life as described in 2 Chronicles 14 through 16, we discover valuable lessons on faith, prayer, and the importance of continually seeking God. So day one, we see the removing of the altars of foreign gods, and we see this in 2 Chronicles 14. King Asa began his reign by removing the foreign altars and high places, destroying idols and commanding Judah to seek the Lord and follow his commandments. This act of cleansing the nation from idolatry set a spiritual precedent and showed Asa's commitment to God. Lord, help us to remove any idols in our lives and to wholeheartedly follow you. May we have the courage to cut off anything that hinders our relationship with you. Day two, we see that Asa's prayer and victory over Cush. And this is found in 2 Chronicles 14, 11 through 12. Facing a vast army from Cush, Asa cried out to the Lord for help, acknowledging his powerlessness and God's might. God responded to his humble prayer and giving him victory over the enemy. Father God, teach us to rely on you in our battles. Like Asa, let us acknowledge and our dependence on you and trust you for the victory. Day three, the prophecy of Azariah. And this is found in 2 Chronicles 15, 1 through 7. Azariah's prophecy reinforced the importance of seeking God. He promised that God would be with Asa as long as Asa was with God. This reassurance likely encouraged Asa to continue his reforms. Dear Heavenly Father, remind us that as we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Help us to stay committed to you in all seasons of life. In day four, we see the renewing of the covenant. And this is found in 2 Chronicles 15, 8 through 15. Inspired by Azariah's prophecy, Asa led Judah in renewing their covenant with the Lord. The people sought God eagerly and wholeheartedly. Lord Jesus, stir our hearts to renew our commitment to you. May we seek you with all our heart and find joy in your presence. Day 5. The decline of Asa's faith. 2 Chronicles 16, 7 through 12. In his later years, Asa relied on alliances with earthly kings rather than seeking God's guidance, leading to rebuke and wars. Even when faced with illness, Asa did not seek the Lord's help. Father God, keep us from becoming complacent or self-reliant as we grow. Help us to always turn to you first in every circumstance. King Asa's life teaches us the importance of starting strong in our faith and continually seeking the Lord's presence. Let his early devotion inspire us, and his later faltering be a cautionary tale. May we, like Asa in his best years, wholeheartedly seek the Lord all the days of our lives. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the example of King Asa. Help us to learn from both his strength and his weaknesses. May our hearts always be inclined towards you, and may we live lives that glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day.